wanted things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket and a catfish on my line. A song about a simple love that's stronger than
this. This is the most annoying.
It's my favorite.
No, I'm talking about, I got something going on behind the scenes. Michael, drop
this. I thought you were talking about this song.
No, I've got, this is the stuff that we were talking about earlier. For those of you who are just joining us, it's 7 after the hour, day after Christmas. Doug Steffen, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn. We were just off onto the Instagram thing and how the people at Facebook were trying to charge people for the picture. Here is the scenario. Let's say a newspaper. A lot of times newspapers are looking for general interest photos to underscore a story, or, you know, it could be used for any purpose. But, and there are photo files that you go to that you pay X number of dollars to have access to what would be a private domain photo, right? Roberta, you were in the news business. You know how this works.
Mm-hmm.
And so now with Instagram, the folks at Facebook were going to basically take pictures that you were sharing, mm-hmm, and charge people to use them, put them up for sale. Somebody says, okay, here's a big category. I'm taking that picture. I'll pay Facebook a dollar for it. Now, so that's a complete invasion of your privacy. Complete and utter invasion of your privacy. Okay. So now we've all joined, all of us here have joined Pinterest. And I'm on one of my three computers here in the studio in Los Angeles. And it's basically the same as I have three computers around me in the studio on the farm. And so I'm moving from one page to another to find a couple of things. And because I belong to Pinterest, apparently I'm being rewarded for joining by having these excessive spots playing over and over and over again. And I don't know how to shut them off. I want to have access to audio for other reasons, for other stories I might want to listen to on this computer. But there's no, the Pinterest ads just keep coming on, and they just started. I don't know why they just started, whether there's an update when I turned the computer on.
Really? Pinterest ads? You should call the Geek, let's call the Geek Squad on the air and see if they can fix your problem.
Okay.
Or we could just wake up McFadden, but I think it'd be fun to call the Geek Squad.
Yeah, McFadden's not here today.
It's more fun to wake up McFadden.
I know, wouldn't that be great? So we just have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. He was apparently up late last night playing Santa or whatever.
Who wasn't?
I was up late last night. What do you mean?
He's becoming a wimp. He really is. He's a real washout and a wimp.
A washout.
A washout. He's a washed out wimp. All right, anyway.
A washed out wimp.
Let's hope that this doesn't come back again, because I'm liable to throw something at the computer and it won't sound good. Meanwhile, Roberta Fasanelli is here, and she has some after-Christmas sale deals. I heard some of our spots that we're running this morning, mm-hmm, are for unbelievable values. 40%, 50%,
oh, yeah,
60% off. So give us a little teaser in about, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 minutes. Roberta will give you the details, but she's got a little inkling of what she wants to pass along here.
I mean, forget about Black Friday. This, today, is the date to go shopping.
Right.
Because we've got deals from Old Navy and Kohl's and Target and Food Lion and Body Shop and Best Buy, stuff you wouldn't believe. And this is the time to do it. So get out there today. Don't go Black Friday. Go the day after Christmas. What would this be called? Like
David,
Red Wednesday? I don't know.
What
do you call it?
Red Wednesday. No, it would be the day after Christmas. You can put everything into that bucket. Save some money for next year. Go buy your Christmas cards today.
Oh, yeah.
Go buy things generic.
You know
things.
What I used today, or I did last year, is every year we do Christmas crackers. You know what those are? Those
things
that, you know, they're English.
It's very British.
Right. It's British. Our family screams Brit. So every year I get those. And they're expensive if you
Czech.
Buy them before. Yeah, we are Czech. That's why I was being funny. Okay. Yaksomash.
Yeah.
All right. So we get these Christmas crackers every year, and they're expensive.
Yes,
last
they are.
Year, I was so smart and I bought them at the after Christmas sale.
Yeah, see?
And this year when I opened up my Christmas decorations and saw them there, I was like, score! I don't have to spend $30 on these things.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so the weather headed in your direction, Roberta.
Yeah, not good, huh?
Not particularly good, no.
Not good.
Some real bad weather yesterday, Colorado all the way down to Texas, some things in Arkansas, eastern Oklahoma were not pleasant yesterday, moving into the Ohio Valley today, eastern Great Lakes, having a blizzard, actually in Memphis today. You can't move. Those of you who are listening on KWAM down there, western Kentucky, all our stations down there, warning to residents to watch out for strong winds and tornadoes. The travel is not pleasant. But you know what? We go through all of these things. It sort of brought me around to thinking about how we've been talking before you got here, Roberta, about the some of the big stories in this past year, and certainly Hurricane Sandy was one of them. But it's like we live in a bubble. So to put things into perspective, for those of you who thought that the Sandy storm, that situation was the end of the world in New York City, may I bring you back to this date? Well, no, it wasn't. I mean, well, it was difficult, but back on this date in 1941, a monster snowstorm hit New York City, dumped 36 inches of snow on New York in 24 hours, the worst snowstorm in the history of the city up to that point, and since then. There was a blizzard in 1888, which left 26 inches of snow in a day and a half there. Can you imagine today, New York City, with 34 inches of snow on the ground?
Wow.
Has that happened in your... You've grown up in New York, lived in New York all your life. You're a New Yorker through and through.
Yep.
Was there ever a snowstorm that had, in your lifetime, that much snow?
No, we've had... I remember some 2-foot snowstorms, but never in that category.
Yeah.
All right,
so
the
reason that I bring it up is because so many people get all worked up about, oh, my God, it's the worst thing in the history of the... No, it's not. And
it's because the media
warming,
gets everything
yeah,
in
of course.
The
then it's the end of the world.
Right, the media.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. Also, on this day, 1982, I thought this was pretty interesting. Everybody's talking about Barack Obama being the man of the year or the person of the year in Time magazine. In 1982, I remember being on the air and talking about this, and I still am sort of flabbergasted, and I don't know why this gets so much media attention, but it does. The Time Person of the Year, well, the Person of the Year in 1982, for the first time, was a non-human. A computer received the honors as the greatest influence for good or evil, because that's what they say. The Man of the Year, the Person of the Year, is not about somebody who does something great and good. It's about somebody or some person, or in this case, something that has the most impact, whether negative or positive, on the world. And apparently Barack Obama had more influence than anybody else this past year, but the person of the year 1982 was a computer. And I mean, you could make a case for that being the situation every year since then, right? What affects us? Think about your life. And what affects your life more than anything else? Isn't it technology? Isn't it the iPad, the iPhone, the BlackBerry, the computers, all of the things electronically that connect us to what we think the world is? I mean, what has more influence? Does your mother have more influence on you than that? I'm betting, Jennifer, you spend more time with electronic components of your life than you do with your mother or your father, even though you work with your father.
That's just lonely, but probably.
I think that's true. Roberta, I'm not sure about you because I don't get the same sense. I think
she's on Facebook a lot more than she used to be, that's for sure.
Is she? Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
But do you feel like that we always at Christmas and New Year's around the holidays, we talk about our friends, the people who are alone versus the people who have lots of folks around them. And I just kind of wonder whether we aren't all falling into this this hole that we're in. I mean, yesterday I wasn't around really. I was around hundreds of thousands of people at airports, but I didn't have a conversation really with anybody other than on the phone with my two children, because by the time I got here, it was too late to go see them, or Meredith, or when I left from the farm in the morning, I had a conversation with Jose. That was it for the whole day. I didn't have any conversation with anybody else. I don't know whether that's good or bad, but it just seems to me that we, way too many of us, are falling into that sort of trap, if you will, of not being around human beings. And that's a very, very, I think it's sad and dangerous, because you don't have, you lose your skills. don't have the skill that's necessary to communicate and get along with people. Wow, what do you have? 800-510-8255. Ah, those darn. You know what's happened?
If you love your computer more than your family, call us.
I have an old...
oh, my.
I have an old canister of cashews here, and I think...
Oh, no.
Moldy cashews. They're rancid, I bet, because nut oil goes rancid.
Does it really?
Take it from me.
That's something to keep in mind. In 2 minutes, Roberta does the Queen of Cheap Report for today here on Good Day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
It's the after Christmas sale.
Yay!
Okay, let's start with Old Navy. This is a whopper, up to 75% off plus... We here at DougSteffen.com and the Queen of Cheap, we have an additional $10 off a $50 purchase coupon, and we tell you how to go and get it. So you can save big bucks at Old Navy today. Kohl's after Christmas sale has started, and we have a coupon code for you there, and 70% off, up to 70% off. Target has their Christmas sale started online already. You don't even have to go into the store for that one.
Yeah.
Food Line, if you've got a Food Line, which is a grocery store near you, big chain across parts of the country, you can get $5 off any $5 purchase. You heard that right. $5 off a $5 purchase. Basically, it's free. And the thing is, too, that many Publix and Bilo stores accept the Food Lion coupons, so you could try going in there and using them in there, too.
It's good. Are they all part of the same chain? Must be the same ownership.
Must be, and it's good through the 29th. The Body Shop, 50% off the entire site. Doesn't matter. Just go on the Body Shop site, 50% off the entire site. And Best Buy, these are great for gifts, the iTunes gift cards. So if you're looking to buy something for a kid or a teenager, just get them an iTunes gift card. They love this thing. Well, if you buy them at Best Buy, you'll get it at 15% off. So you'll get a $100 iTunes gift card for $85. So this is, I stock up on these and I use them. I give them to Victoria. She says, I need a birthday gift for so-and-so. Okay, here's a card. Give me the iTunes gift card.
It's very practical.
Kids love them. So all of these you'll find at the Queen of Cheap at DougSteffen.com and lots of other deals there.
All right, there are deals, coupons, that whole thing, part of a public service, the whole... much of the whole below the fold on the homepage of DougSteffen.com is filled with all kinds of things. Hey, 2020 news quiz coming up here on Good Day.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check.
weapons and water filters.
Check.
But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Sweater from my grandpa. It was pink and black. But don't worry, be happy. Was printed on the back.
He wrote upon it.
Return to Santa. Just send me cash. Your tacky sweater gave me a rash.
Aww.
I've got a fruitcake and some plaid pants. Hair clippers for my nose. Another bottle of Old Spice. Boy, did I get hosed.
He wrote a fondant.
Return to Santa. Who needs this junk? This year's Christmas. Really stunk.
He wrote a fondant.
Return to Santa. Don't mean to be rude, but this Christmas I got Scrooge. Return to Santa.
Let's not do the other one, Michael. I think that's a good one. Return to Santa and Elvis Presley. Yeah, a lot of people are doing that today, right? The stores will be full of people going. But don't miss the deals that Roberta has underscored at the Queen of Cheap Box at DougStephan.com. I got the I opened a little package that Meredith had gotten for me, and it was a shirt. I'm looking at it, and it has a bull on the front of it. You know, a bull is male for the bovine species. And at first, when you look at it, it looks
did
like...
Did she get herself a cow sweatshirt? That's bull. So cute, a little couple.
No, but the shirt says bull shirt on it.
Oh, my gosh.
And the way it just, it's just
no.
Really cute.
No, she didn't.
Yes,
Meredith,
did.
He's going to really wear that.
She knows that.
Oh, right. No.
So, Roberta and Jennifer and Doug here on Good Day, Day After Christmas. Okay, here's our 2020 News Quiz question. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Much of our time, as you know, this week will be spent on looking back at the year, and I'm not going to do the same kinds of things that everybody else does, but you know, you do have to give recognition or acknowledgement to what's happened this year past. So one of the interesting new things that occurred was I love this word. I'm pleased to tell you about SPLOST. SPLOST. So what I want you to figure out for a swell prize, $150 worth of great lotions from Pure Attitude, facial things, that sort of thing. What is a SPLOST? SPLOST. There were more approved this year than ever before. In fact, I will tell you, this is one of those events, without giving you too much information, that drives us crazy around election time. So that's a little bit of a hint. A SPLOST, SPLOST. What is a SPLOST? Why would it have taken place in November? And why would all people who live in an area jurisdiction be interested? We all ought to know about these, even though a lot of people acted on it and didn't realize what they were doing. A SPLOST, SPLOST. Ever hear of a SPLOST before, Jennifer?
I have not heard of a splost before.
Roberta,
but
you
I have
here?
Used a splost
Never
it note.
Never heard of a splost. Okay.
But I have a splost it note.
Well, you probably have. You've done this, but you didn't know you had done it.
Okay.
But now this the word is obviously this is a euphemism for a number of words put together. Splost. S-P-L-O-S-T. If you know what it is, and have you had one, I'm betting many of you had one of these when you went to vote, and you didn't even know it. 800-510-8255. A splost. We are lost in splosts here on Good Day. 800-510-8255.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Past the hour on the Doug Stanford Good Day post-Christmas program, sending you our best cheer. Wonderful things have happened in the past 24 to 48 hours for most of you. I can only hope that today will be better and the new year is going to be the best possible for you and your family and your friends. It's a time for reflection. A lot of people are not working this week, so you can actually think. Get the clutter out of your mind and get a swell prize. As a matter of fact, our 2020 News Quiz question has to do with splots.
You know, splots.
Splots. I knew that Roberta would love that word. Splots. S-P-L-O-S-T. Splost. I think is rather than splots because
splost?
It's S-P-L-O-S-T. A splost. You never heard of this before.
Never heard of a splot.
You've stumped me with the splot.
You have. Well, did you look it up? If you checked it out, you got to figure it out.
Well, I'm not going to look it up and cheat.
Well, you can do that. You're not going to get a prize anyway.
Oh,
here's Alice in Valdosta, Georgia. Alice, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing? Happy New Year.
I'm doing fine. Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you very much. So do you know you're calling from an area of the country where these splosts were used a lot this year? What are they?
It's for the road improvement, to repave the roads, the highways. I think it's through your city that where when you're voting or whatever, a lot of folks really don't know what splot means, but it has something to do with the roads. It has something to do with the paving of the roads.
Well, in actuality, you are very warm and close enough to get the swell prize. This is a variation on a taxation model called a special purpose local option sales tax, which was passed, interestingly enough, first in the Atlanta region. And how far is Valdosta? I forgot. How far are you from Atlanta?
About 3.5 hours.
All right. This was used all over Georgia this year, and that's why this is very, I'm very impressed, actually, because most people didn't know that they were voting on these special purpose local option sales taxes. In Georgia, this year, you approved $3.2 billion in SPLOST funds for regional schools, roads, that sort of thing. Raising money for construction without raising property taxes, you passed a sales tax option that in some circumstances, Alice, apparently was local, and in some circumstances was statewide. I think we did that here in California, didn't we? I didn't vote in California, but I know it was done in Massachusetts. Didn't it get done in California too, Jennifer?
Gosh, I don't know.
Remember.
Let me look it up.
Something like this. I think something like this.
It sounds familiar. You're right.
So and by the way, Alice, the area around Atlanta has some of the worst traffic in the country, mm-hmm. and what they're doing to deal with it is to build more roads, and they didn't have any more money They couldn't raise property taxes, so they had to do it this way. And this sort of thing has been done all around the country. I know it was done in California, and I know it was done in Massachusetts. And I'm betting, Roberta, it was done in New York. These levies or people who get around. I mean, in Massachusetts, we have Proposition 2.5, which requires that you can't raise any taxes for anything more than 2.5% unless you get a local override. So as a member of the town meeting in Framingham, we were asked, I think, 3 or 4 times this year to override the 2.5% cap on, you know, spending more money for this, that, or the other thing. I voted against all of them, but in most instances, they passed because people just, well, they hear these tear-jerking stories. Oh, my God.
They play on your emotions.
Of course they do.
Or on your practicalities about, oh, I can't get anywhere. I can't do, you know.
So what does it do to business? Do you realize, Alice, what this kind of a sales tax does to businesses coming into the area? They don't want to invest and come into an area that has these high sales taxes, especially if they're selling some goods or services that are taxed. They'll stay away. So
I also feel that when they have this block, so to say, that, you know, it's there forever. It'll never go away.
Right. They put them out as a temporary tax.
Yeah, they're never
going to
say, oh, we'll take this back. No way.
No, they don't at all.
And from what I understand, it looks like, I just did a little crack research here, it looks like the towns that are doing this kind of thing, Atlanta, Boston, Cape Cod, Chicago, Detroit, the Hamptons, Los Angeles, Miami.
Yeah. See, the Hamptons did that. Normally, it's areas that are fairly affluent, and they figure they can get away with it this way. But it doesn't just affect the affluent people. It affects everybody. Anybody who buys anything is going to be affected by this. Just another way of getting taxed. Great job, Alice. So you're going to get $150 worth of skin cream, lotions, and that sort of thing from our friends at Pure Attitude. And I hope you have a wonderful and a productive new year. All right? Is that okay if I wish that for you?
Thank you, yes.
You're welcome. Okay, nice to have you here. Hold on just a second. So, the story of a splost. Pretty good, huh, Roberta? You learned something.
I love that.
Now we learned, yeah.
Right.
You're a great teacher, sir.
In a moment, I have that. I'd still go back to my teaching.
Look at you, I have that about me, yeah. Yes. I am a great teacher.
Yeah. So, in a moment, a couple of TV items, including the things that are picked up. I saw a couple of shows that were picked up, Jennifer, that you'll report on. In the meantime, I have two things that are sort of diametrically opposed to one another in terms of good and bad. So I'm going to start with the bad first, and then I'm going
to
do the good.
That's always the way to
all
go.
Right? Yeah,
start
it is
with the bad
go.
And the good, yeah.
And this is something that just sort of floats into your head. New York Daily News today is reporting that nurse who killed herself after being tricked by the radio personalities.
Right.
Remember that?
Yep.
And all of a sudden, the news media and a lot of the people who would have you do exactly what they think, it's got to be politically correct. This woman tried to kill herself at least twice before.
Yeah.
She attempted suicide when she went back to India last year. She overdosed on pills. And then 9 days after that, she tried to jump off of a building.
She tried to jump
off
the building.
Yeah, how do you know that?
Here's the thing. Why is she working? Shouldn't she be, like, taking care of herself if she was just trying to jump off a building a few months before?
I think there's something to be said for that. But what really annoys me is when people make their minds up based on information that's kind of like half-baked. It's not really, you don't have all the information. Oh, my God, look at how this woman was fooled. That's a terrible thing those radio people did. No, it wasn't. For the most part, it was fun, and nobody got hurt. Well, of course she got hurt. She committed suicide. She committed suicide because she was suicidal. Mm-hmm. It had nothing to do. This guy who called from the radio station just sort of tripped the switch. He wasn't responsible for her mental condition. So all of those who just went off on the deep end on that story, or judgment, the race to judgment.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was in bad taste, but, I mean, it was like a really dumb, it was a dumb prank. Like, anybody could tell that was a phony. Oh, my God.
Of course, so it was a little, it was fun. What's the big, nobody got hurt. How did anybody get hurt?
Well, she hurt herself.
Well, but that's not the fault of those guys that are on the radio.
No, it's not.
No. So, you can tell I get cranked up about stuff like that.
I know.
All right, so let's see here. Let's go back a little bit to earlier in the month of December. Story of Sabrina Evans, dressing her boys in their new plaid Christmas shirts, getting himself ready for a night out. The children, 5-year-old Chase, 7-year-old Joel. Photo with Santa at the mall. This is another story from Georgia. This takes place in Athens, Georgia. For the entire family, it was an Italian dinner in the mall. Sabrina Evans and her husband, Tyler, celebrating their 14th wedding anniversary. Every year since their sons were born, they would take the boys out for their anniversary at this restaurant. Kind of a fun place, nice Italian place, the mall. The four piled into their old Cadillac, stopped at Tyler's parents' house to look online for the best places to spot Christmas lights. They didn't have their own computer. After living with Tyler's parents, the Evans, for more than a decade, the couple had moved into their first new home, and life was good for them. They had their traditions, the anniversary dinner, the holiday lights, a visit with Santa, all that stuff. When he was leaving, Tyler placed his hand on his mom and gave her a kiss. Said, "I love you, Mom. I'll see you soon." That was the last time he would see her.
Aww.
Before dinner, before Santa, family got involved in a car accident.
Ugh.
Head-on crash, drunk driver. Ugh. Tyler Evans is killed.
Oh, my gosh.
Since then, the community where the family lived in Georgia stepped up to provide Sabrina and her family with food, gifts, support for the home. Apparently, they didn't have any one of these paycheck-to-paycheck families that we all hear about. But the Christmas season, this family, flush with support that it had never before even expected it would need. There were a lot of people who showed up for Tyler's funeral. Many of them were friends and family, that sort of thing. And so there was a network that developed around this. And, I mean, there are probably other stories like this. This one got me, and we posted it, actually, at DougSteffen.com. How a community, a church, families got together, and they have, at least for the next year, taken care of the needs this family has, other than having a father. But, you know, you think about what good people do in the name of the season of the year. We hear all of this crazy stuff that seems always so negative, and yet people have found a way to really do something. See, I don't really care about helping. It makes my skin crawl, actually, to think about what happens to all the money that goes to places like Haiti. I mean, yeah, it's good to help support them, Darfur and others, but here's a story that is an American story about Americans who are in trouble who need help and how Americans worked to help this family. And in a way, they can't bring back the father, but they certainly can leave an impression about good that people do for no other reason than they want to do good. That's all it is. Yeah.
Sometimes it's
all about
easier, I think, for people
good.
To help other countries because you don't have to acknowledge the sadness that's right next door to you, you know?
Right. Yeah. Something to think about, certainly. The Good Deed Department. We're always eager. And if you have a story like this, by the way, and I don't happen to come across it and you want me to talk about it on the air, please feel free to send it to me, Doug@DougSteffen.com. Or you can go to Facebook.com/good day and send it along that way. Jennifer updates the television, the news from the world. And there isn't some of this needs a little reflection time. So we'll get to it in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
Election Day, November 6, 2012, a narrow majority of voters repealed America's 1776 Declaration of Independence and replaced it with President Obama's Declaration of Dependence upon ever bigger government, higher taxes, etc. Now, what should Americans expect over the next 4 years? That's the subject of a hot new book entitled The Great Debasement by Craig R. Smith. Since 2009, gold prices have nearly doubled. Silver has nearly tripled. Meanwhile, the value of the dollar continues to disintegrate. One book clearly explains this 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. I've been authorized to offer 2,000 free copies of The Great Debasement to help you prepare for the largest confiscation of wealth history coming in the next 4 years. Call 800-289-2646. Get a free copy of this book, 800-289-2646. Again, toll free, 800-289-2646.
Hi, how can I help you?
You already did. With my, car loan.
Sir?
You know, the great low-rate loan I got after you gave me that GM discount.
Excuse me, but did you just say something about a GM discount?
Oh, no, no, no. I said, I meant this counter instead of the other one.
Oh, whew, that was close.
Sir, you really don't need to whisper. It's no secret. The credit union member discount from GM is available for all of our members.
Really?
Really?
Really? It's part of a program called Invest in America that gives credit union members special discounts on new Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicles way below the MSRP. And as a member, you can save even more with some of the lowest financing rates available on auto loans.
That means I can save on a car and a loan.
Shh. What do you want everybody to know about it?
Actually, yes. With the GM discount and the Invest in America program, there's no better time to buy a new vehicle and to belong to a credit union. Visit lovemycreditunion.org. Credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA and are equal opportunity lenders.
There was 57 channels and
if I may, Jennifer, before you get started, I just wanted to follow up on another good news item that I saw earlier. And this is to my brethren who are in the radio business in Connecticut. So far, a couple of radio stations have raised about $162K for the Newtown children. There was a radiothon there, school support fund, if you will, phone donations that have come in to help children who or families of these children that were killed. This is the whole thing. The message here is let's help, and I think that that's something that again is almost uniquely American in many ways.
Yeah.
So just an acknowledgement of that. Okay. So what shows are being picked up, added to, some rosy news? What do we have here?
Oh, we have lots of stuff. All right, well, let's start with one of the biggest shows on TV, How I Met Your Mother. The rumor was that it could be coming to an end because all the actors didn't want to come back. Jason Segel was looking to get out of the program.
Mm-hmm.
It's already been on the air for 8 seasons, but it has been reported that CBS renewed it for a 9th season, and it looks like Jason Segel has changed his mind and has agreed to another year, which is good. I think they need him to wrap everything up, so. So no word if this is the last season or if they're going to keep it going. But if you're a How I Met Your Mother fan, you have one more season at least in queue. There was also some recent news that Rosie O'Donnell might be replacing Sharon Osbourne. In fact, Howard Stern even wanted, he'd been taking to Twitter asking for her to get the job. She was quoted as saying she was interested in the gig, but it looks now that she is not going to get it. NBC shot down the report saying that they are not in talks with Rosie O'Donnell for America's Got Talent and has no future plans for her to be a judge. Now, of course, Donald Trump had a tweet this week and say, "At Rosie, if America's Got Talent uses you, the show will fail like all your others." Gotta love the Donald and his Christmas spirit. TNT made an announcement that they have canceled the drama Leverage after 5 seasons.
Really?
Kind of a surprise. So the Christmas Day episode was its last.
Walking Dead.
Yep, that was picked up for a 4th season. A lot of people love that show. Pitch Perfect star, the comedian Rebel Wilson, has been tapped to host this year's MTV Movie Awards, which will be kind of fun. That's on April 14th. Mark your calendars.
Yes, 51 after on Good Day.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
On we are with Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. What a great word, pets. Isn't that, when you hear that word, pet, doesn't it do great things for you? I love that word, pet. And I love Warren as well. Warren will be here. We have actually a video running, not a video, but we have a story at DougStephan.com about a pet store that refused to sell puppies till after Christmas. We'll give them their praise, the praise that they're due in just a moment here on Good Day.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? GEICO, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from GEICO. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Because Mike switched to GEICO and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. Firmly. For a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to GEICO, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here. The analysis of stories like this, we always, I don't want to get into analysis paralysis here, Warren, but some of the continuing themes year in and year out, and one of them is buying a pet or not at Christmas time. So this pet store got a lot of support after they announced that they would refuse to sell puppies until after Christmas. And this, of course, to discourage folks from giving pets. We have gone through this 100 times. It's amazing how many people don't get this, though, isn't it?
It is amazing. You know, hats off to the pet store that decided not to sell puppies for Christmas. The only thing I wish is they would decide not to sell puppies any time of the year. That would be the ideal scenario. And that's what's happening around the country, and I'm sure this store is going to change as well. A lot of pet stores that used to sell puppies are now taking dogs and cats from rescue and humane organizations and keeping those in the stores, so when people come in, they're adopting a pet versus purchasing a pet, which is really doing a lot of good to find homes. But at the same time, the pet stores are finding when people adopt a pet, they're spending just as much money on food and collars and leashes and whatever, so they're not losing any money by not selling puppies, which in fact caused the overpopulation problem to begin with.
All right, why do people have such a hard time, do you think, psychologically understanding this is a horrible time of year? You're into pet psychology. Why is it that people still think this makes sense.
Because people assume that they want to give somebody something that they're going to love and adore, whatever the gift may be, a scarf. And some people use a puppy or a kitten as that gift. And as you said, Doug, this is the worst time of year. We're too busy. There's things around the house that are not normally there. There's dangers for our pets. There's people coming in, people going out. There's food around that they shouldn't have. So this is by far the worst time of year, unless you're adopting, for a pet to come into a household. I told you what I do. I have friends that want pets for the holidays. I'll put a litter box under the tree. I'll put a book on training under the tree. I'll put a bird cage under the tree, or an IOU to the Humane Society under the tree. So after the holidays, when things calm down in a more sensible, sane world, then we can bring that pet into the household, which, by the way, will have a lot less behavioral and psychological problems because you're now able to pay a lot more attention to the training and education of the new pet.
Well, our next item in the pet show, the focus here, you have a product line called Hugs and Kisses, which is wonderful vitamins, a special blend for cats and for dogs. You also have a fund that you get people to donate to every year at this time. How is that going, and why would people be interested in donating?
It's going well, Doug. The Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund was named after my first wife, who passed away in 1990 at a very young age, and her goal was to help all the small mom-and-pop humane societies around the country. So we see these big ads on TV for humane societies and different organizations have millions of dollars. Where goal? This is my goal. My goal is to be the poorest humane society in the country. As soon as any money comes in, we donate it. Not thousands of dollars. Maybe $500 for a humane society in Mobile, Alabama, but that $500 to them is like $1 million to someone else. So Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund raises money and grants that money to the small mom and pops on the streets that are really doing the bulk of the work saving the animals.
Man, I tell you, your website is so fantastic. So many great stories. I'm almost reduced to tears here as I'm reading the story of Rocky. And neat.
But here's a good story. I just saw on the news in Phoenix, Arizona, a dog that was missing for 7 years was just reunited with its owner. So that's a good thing.
Well, our next time here on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.